VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The deputy leader of the Islamic State group in Somalia has been killed in an airstrike. That word from the security minister of the Puntland region talking to VOA Somali. He said the airstrike that killed Abdi Hakim Mohammed Ibrahim took place Sunday between the villages of Hol Anod and Hiriro. Galan said the strike hit the vehicle and another passenger were traveling in. A video purporting to show Congresswoman Ilhan Omar being dismissive of the September 11th terrorist attacks has disappeared from President Trump's Twitter feed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The video juxtaposes news footage of the 9/11 attacks with remarks Congresswoman Ilhan Omar made to the Council on American-Islamic Relations. It does not include Omar's full quote or the context of her comments, which were about Muslims feeling that their civil liberties had eroded after the attacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had urged the president to take the video down, saying his words weigh a ton and, quote, his hateful and inflammatory rhetoric creates real danger. Pelosi says she's taken steps to ensure that Capitol Police safeguard Omar, her family, and her staff. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Sudan has its third leader in less than a week following the military's overthrow of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Yet another army commander promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdel Rahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues.
This is VOA News. Julian Assange's lawyer says Ecuador is lying about the WikiLeaks founder's behavior inside its embassy in London as a justification for allowing his arrest after 7 years there. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The allegations about Assange's personal hygiene became fodder for Saturday Night Live, with Michael Keaton playing the WikiLeaks founder.
I'm the scourge of the cleaning staff at the Ecuadorian embassy.
But his lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, told Sky News the allegation that he smeared feces on a wall is not true.
Ecuador has been making some pretty outrageous allegations over the past few days to justify what was an unlawful and extraordinary act in allowing British police to come inside an embassy.
The U.S. wants the WikiLeaks founder extradited for conspiracy. Sweden is also considering reviving a rape investigation of him. I'm Julie Walker.
The White House on Sunday, echoing President Trump, said sending undocumented migrants to sanctuary cities in the U.S. that have protected them from deportation remains a possibility, but government agencies have been saying it would be impractical and there's no money allocated for it. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Although the idea of sending immigrants from the border to sanctuary cities is being considered, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that's just one of the options being reviewed.
The ideal solution is real simple. It's for Congress, particularly Democrats in Congress, to sit down with the president, do their jobs.
But Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, says he's prepared to discuss border security with someone in a leadership position from the Department of Homeland Security.
We have 8 senior vacancies at the department, so we're kind of in a rudderless situation.
Both Sanders and Thompson spoke on ABC's This Week. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people gathered at St. Peter's Square at the Vatican as Pope Francis celebrated Palm Sunday Mass. It marks the start of the holiest and one of the busiest times in the Catholic year and on the Pope's calendar. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
The Pope said that it was important to resist the temptations of triumphalism and remain humble. He added, one subtle form of triumphalism is spiritual worldliness, which represents the greatest danger, the most treacherous temptation facing the Church. The Pope said that Jesus destroyed his triumphalism by his passion.
Tiger Woods, one of the world's best golfers, captured his 5th Masters Championship Sunday. It's his 15th major professional victory, first in the past 11 years. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.